Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to import video files into Ableton Live 12 and lock your audio to the picture. A fast, reliable workflow for syncing drums, bass, or stems to visual hits when you're mixing drum and bass or any electronic material. First, what you'll build. By the end, you'll have a simple live session with a video track and the video's extracted audio on its own track. You'll line up a drum and bass loop or stems with a visual cue in the video and use only Ableton stock tools. Warp markers, track delay, utility, and basic devices to tighten sync and balance. Let's walk through the steps. Prepare your video. Use an MP4H.264 or QuickTime.MAV for best compatibility. If playback is choppy, convert the file to a simpler codec. ProRes or a high-quality MP4 works well. Put the video into your project folder so the link stays intact. Import the video. Open Live 12 and your project. Arrangement view is easiest for frame accurate placement. Drag the video file from Finder or Explorer directly into the arrangement area. Live will create a video track containing the picture and an audio track containing the extracted audio. If you drop into session view by mistake, just drag the clip from session into arrangement. Show the video. Open the video window from the view menu, view, then video, or use the video window button if you have it visible. Resize and position that window so you can watch the picture while you edit. Inspect the audio clip. Double-click the audio clip created from the video to open clip view at the bottom of the screen. Listen. Check the sample rate and length. This extracted file is a normal audio clip. You can warp it, edit it, and apply devices like any audio file. Syncing basics. Important. Live controls audio independently. The video frames stay at their native frame rate. To make sound follow your project tempo or grid, manipulate the audio, not the video. Enable warp on the extracted audio clip in clip view if you need it to match your tempo. Place warp markers on transients that should line up with beats. CMD or control click to add markers and drag those markers so the transient matches a bar or beat on the grid. Use set 1.1.1 here if you want the clip start to be your bar 1 anchor. For longer accuracy, add markers at repeated visual cues, a door slam or a flash, and align the matching audio transients to those points. Fine-tuning for frame-accurate sync. Zoom into the arrangement and reduce the grid resolution, 1/16, or turn grid off, so you can nudge precisely. If you need micro shifts without rewarping, use track delay in milliseconds. Positive values delay the whole track, negative values advance it. For single transient precision, you can nudge the clip at high zoom or move a warp marker at the sample level. Mixing tools to use with video. Use utility for quick clip level gain and mono/stereo checks while you audition sync. Use EQ 8 or channel EQ to cut or boost frequencies that clash. Use compressor or glue gently if the video's audio needs to sit in the drum and bass mix. Automate clip volume or device parameters and arrangement to match picture changes. Keep playback smooth. If video stutters during playback, freeze CPU heavy tracks or temporarily disable warping on other clips. Converting your video to a smoother codec like ProRes or using a lower resolution proxy will help. Increasing audio buffer size and closing other heavy apps can also improve playback. Export considerations. This lesson focuses on importing and syncing. For a final audiovisual render, you'll often export audio stems or a master from Live and combine them with a high-quality video in a video editor such as Premiere or DaVinci Resolve. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't try to warp the video. Live can't warp picture frames. Always warp the extracted audio clip. If you can't see the picture, check view video. If playback is unstable, try a simpler codec. Don't rely on tempo changes to move the picture. Changing project tempo won't alter video frames. Instead, rewarp the audio if you change tempo. And don't overuse large track delay values. Small millisecond tweaks are best for microsync. Pro tips. Set your project tempo to the video's intended pulse. If the video contains a performance tempo, it's generally easier to warp audio to a matching tempo than to force many stems to a changing tempo. Use clear visual cues like claps, hits, or flashes as reference points for warp markers. Use track delay and MS for subsample nudges when warp markers would stretch audio too much. Work with a proxy copy of long, high bitrate videos while editing, then swap in the full quality file for final export. Color and name your video and audio tracks the same to avoid accidental muting or misrouting. Mini practice exercise. Find a 10 to 15 second MP4 with a single visual hit, like a cymbal crash. Open a new Live 12 project at a drum and bass tempo. Try 174 BPM. Drag the MP4 into arrangement and open view video. Confirm live created a video track and an audio track. Double-click the audio clip. Enable warp. And place a warp marker on the crash transient. Align that warp marker to bar 1, beat 1. Play and confirm the crash in the audio occurs at the same moment the video shows the crash. Then try track delay, plus or minus about 4 milliseconds, to nudge the audio until picture and sound feel perfectly locked. Recap. You now know how to import a video into Ableton Live 12. Open the video window, work with it extracted audio, and use warp markers, track delay, and Ableton stock tools to lock sound to picture. Remember, warp audio, not video, use visual cues for markers, and prefer small track delay adjustments for microsync fixes. Consolidate or freeze work once it's locked to save CPU and preserve timing. Final coaching pointers. Start simple. Lock one visual cue before committing to long sections. Consolidate warped clips. Monitor sync at real-world loudness, and save incremental versions of your set. Small millisecond adjustments change perceived tightness a lot, so trust your ears and the picture together. If it feels locked, it usually is. That's it. Practice the exercise, experiment with warp markers and track delay, and you'll be syncing video and drum and bass mixes in Live 12 with confidence.